Welcome everybody to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 445. We're up to the sequel of RoboCop from 1990. We're up to RoboCop 2. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, is this a first time watch for you?
Okay, so it's not a first time watch, but technically it's a first time watch. And I'll explain. I saw this movie when I was a kid. I know I did. I know that I saw it before the original. And when I was watching it this time, I was like, I don't remember none of this. But then it got to a part where I was like, I remember these parts. So I'm going to say, I mean, technically it's not, but it felt like it was because I was too young to know the story or anything like that. I just remembered some of the fight and the scenes where he's going around being nice. Hey kids, don't use bad language. Like I remember that stuff, but so yes, it is and it's not somehow.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, this is a first time watch.
Pure first time watch.
Pure. The funny thing is like, I don't want to say, oh, I never heard of RoboCop 2 because I did.
Yeah.
I just never, ever went around to it. Even part three, I was just like, they made a three? Like, okay, whatever.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah, I never touched three. I never touched two. So okay. Watching this, I sat there and I was like, oh boy, what am I watching
popped
here?
In that
and
4K disc.
Oh, nice.
By the way, directed by Irvin Kershner, director of The Empire Strikes Back, one of the best Star Wars movies ever, and written by Frank Miller, one of the best comic book writers. Yes.
You know what? That was funny because I was going to ask you while we were doing this stuff. I was kind of shocked that he wrote this movie because it does kind of feel a little Watchmen-ish.
You're watching a comic book. It does feel like you
are.
Honestly, when I read the credits, I was like, bro, that makes a lot of sense.
No, it totally does. But all right, let's get into some financials. So the budget for this movie was $14 million in 1990. Okay. So you're thinking, how much did Robo 2 make? Well, RoboCop 2 made $45 million. It was kind of a hit. It was
profitable.
Yes. Yeah. And plus DVD sales at the time, then Blu-rays, and then now 4Ks.
Would have been VHS at the time, the 90s. Yeah, it was profitable. I mean, apparently the studio, it made less than the first. It had a higher budget than RoboCop 1, which is crazy. And not that this looks bad, but like one looks amazing and it had a lower budget, but it made a little more money. This one made a little less, but had a higher budget, but it was still profitable. So yes. I don't know how upset they were, but I mean, they had a part three.
I don't think it was like critically acclaimed like the first one.
No.
And I'm not talking about Rotten Tomatoes or nothing like that. I'm just saying like in the
audience,
like, yeah, at the time, I don't think it was like critically acclaimed like the first one. I bet everyone was like, well, the first one was 10 times better than this, right? But again, I want to know what the critics and audience thought of this one. Sometimes you've been shocking me with these things.
I don't know if you want to know what these scores are. By the way, let me just check for RoboCop 2. I love to go to reception. RoboCop 2 debuted as the second highest grossing film in its opening weekend. It didn't even win the weekend it came out, but it made $22.5 million in video rentals.
That's a lot.
It was 45.7 at the box office, 22.5 in rentals, and that does not account for the VHS sales, DVD. So this movie made money. You're absolutely right. And when it came out, it received mixed reviews. Now, what does it have now? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think we have... I can't remember. Maybe you, when I tell you these numbers, maybe you can remember, but I don't think so. Because I do these every single episode, and I don't remember a movie having this big of a gap from the first movie to the second movie. We've seen drops. You know,
yeah,
we've seen, you know, it goes lower. Okay. We get 20%. We're like, whoa, 30%. You know, you're like, whoa, what's going on here? 40%. That's extreme. This has a 64% drop from the first movie. It has a 28% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. The first movie, of course, had a 92. This has a 28, which is a 64% decrease. You know, you're like, well, you know, that's the critics, whatever. What do they know? What about the audience score, right? Well, let me tell you something. The audience score is also horrific. It has a 47% drop from the first movie. And audiences are usually more lenient, you know, from what we've seen. This is a 37% with the audiences. So critics don't like it. Audiences don't like it. We can't say we like it. They got 37%. But two of the biggest drops that I've ever, I don't remember one
don't
dropping 64%.
No.
A part one to a part two.
Yeah, I never seen it. Not That's even crazy. Here.
Like it flew off a cliff. Honestly, it was crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of a weird drop, but like it's, I mean, we're going to talk about the film.
Yes.
But I have a feeling, I mean, I guess because the director didn't come back, because everybody's back in the movie. I mean, we're going to talk about it. Almost the entire cast from,
you got Weller,
from
Weller
the CEO all the way down to the cop station is almost everybody back. I mean, Peter Weller is back as RoboCop. Yep. The only one that literally changed is the writer and the director, Paul Hagendogs. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
Might have been enough to do the trick for some people.
I think so. And enough. The direction and writing from the part two to part one, and for what they did with the money budget of part one to part two, I mean, this dude would have I think he would have filmed an IMAX movie.
He would have filmed the first ever IMAX movie before IMAX existed. He would have done it. And you know what? Yeah. I want everyone to remember at home, we gave the first, I gave it a 24 out of a 25.
Yeah.
Did you have 25 or 24?
I gave
you that a 25, one, I think.
No, I gave it a 24.5.
Okay. So we gave everything a 5, and the lead character, I gave a 4, and you gave a 4.5. I remember.
Yes.
So just keep that in mind when we're going through this now. I don't know Alex's score. He doesn't know my score. We might have liked it, but I'm just saying for comparison's sake, that's what we gave. The first one's a masterpiece.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And but you know what's crazy? Like, you could see the difference in directing. Like, yes. It's how polished, like, the first, I mean, Paul was in the first movie compared to the second one.
Like,
he had a vision.
Agree.
Yeah. But let's get into it. All right. Lead character, Peter Weller's back as Alex Murphy / RoboCop. And then Lois is back too, the captain and everyone. What did you think? How did he do in the sequel for you?
All right. Gave him a 4 in the first movie, with my gripe being that I wanted to spend a little more time with him before he became RoboCop, right? Mm. Alex Murphy. I wanted to know Alex Murphy more and then become RoboCop, because I feel like then you're even more sympathetic towards him. And that was my only gripe. That's why he didn't get a 5. I gave this version of RoboCop a 2, and I'm going to explain why. It's still Peter Weller, and I think his performance is still good. I don't have a gripe with him, like his voice, the way he does the voice, his movements, you know? I do like when he's shooting and he like looks away.
Oh yeah, those are dope. Yeah, those are dope.
I like that. I like the performance. The problem is the writing for the character. Okay, first, at the beginning of the movie, dude's was driving around going to visit his, not visit, he's watching his like ex-wife and kid, whatever, right? Because he still has these memories. Remember in part one, he was having some like memories. He's still having them, right? Still having these memories. Then they're like, you gotta stop doing that. Stop going. That's not your wife. Guy, you know, whatever, whatever. She comes to visit. Now, at first, I thought she just broke in. I was like, how did she get into this jail?
Yeah.
How did she? But then you find out they brought her there so she could see. And then he's like, your husband is dead. Your husband is dead. And I'm like, what? Then why even include the beginning parts?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he gets like reprogrammed into like a doofus who goes around telling kids, don't swear. Don't make sure you. And then he's saying all phrases wrong. He'll be like, you're between a rock and an ice cream cone. He doesn't know. He's horrible. They basically make him mild so that he can't really do anything.
Yeah.
Then he gets electrocuted and he resets his modem. He's like, we are cops. We're going to do this mission. Then he gets captured by the kid. There's so much stuff that happens to him, but I don't feel like there's no consistency to this character in this movie. He gets taken apart. And the crazy thing is, and maybe you can explain it to me, they want to get rid of RoboCop, essentially. They want to replace him with RoboCop 2. Literally, in RoboCop 2, they have a character named RoboCop 2. Mm-hmm. And they had the gang, you know, the gang captured him, took them all apart. They could have just left them all apart and they would have got rid of RoboCop. Why did they even bother putting him back together and doing all that stuff just to still try to get rid of him? It's those kind of things, and it happens a lot, and we'll get to it in story. It happens a lot in this movie where it's like, why didn't you just leave him apart? My last thing I'll say, I'll let you go. I loved when he was taken apart and his head was like an animatronic. He's like, he was like a puppet. I did like that for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe it was the effect. It looked like him. It looked like it looked good. It looked like Peter Weller. Yeah. He was like, so I gave him a 2. And I hate the end.
Well, we're all human.
And then it ends. I'm like, what? The two for me. They messed them up. They messed my boy up in this movie.
I'm with you. I gave it a 2 also. This is the one of the biggest dips in character development I think I've seen in a long time. You got the original actor back, so you're going, wow, is it going to move the story along? It did not move the story, not one bit, not even close. All right, him stalking his wife was one of the weirdest storylines that they put in the movie. And I tried to be like, okay, I kind of understand because half of Alex is still in the body. Totally get it. But as a creeper, I was like, no, that doesn't work with me. And then he doesn't even go up to her or acknowledge or see the kid or his son. Like, he just stays in the car.
Like Michael Myers.
Like, stares, mad creepy.
Drives away.
And then, like, even to your point where he's like, when she comes to visit him, before even that scene, they're negotiating with him going, you're a robot. And he's like, no, I'm not.
I'm a man.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a man. He goes, and then they made him change his mind. And I do understand it from his point of view. He's like, well, if I do say yes, I can't love her like she wants me to. So I kind of got it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like, it was really poorly executed, you know? So I was like, all right, whatever. I mean, you're right. He got dismantled. Where's Lois, his partner? They're not even together much in this movie. They're separate, which I'm like, why are you guys partners? You guys are not even partners. You guys don't even hang out with each other. It's just dumb. I do like certain moments of RoboCop when he gets all tough again. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's mad cool. But you're right. When they changed all his directives and put 800 directives that like, go save a cat. And go do this. And I was just like, this is really stupid. Like, and I know for a fact Peter Weller read the script and said, I don't want to read this shit. Unless they gave him way more money than what. But you're right. The scene with the baseball team, with the kids. And he's like, you guys gonna be in trouble. And he's talking to the dead cop that Lois shot.
Yeah.
I mean, not the dead cop, the coach.
The criminal got a hole in his head and he's talking to him like.
He giving a Miranda rights?
Yeah.
To the, oh my God.
You have the right to remain silent.
He's dead.
She's like, he's dead. She shot him in the head. Oh my God.
I thought that was really, really. There's no saving grace in this movie. Honestly, it's not. They didn't do anything for you to like RoboCop. Like I said, they tried to emulate, maybe even say they were trying to recreate the first movie with this one, because it's kind of not beat by beat.
It's 85% the same outline.
Yes. Because the movie starts off with a news report, just like the other one, and then it goes right into Alex Murphy doing his bust and everything. Honestly, dude, a two for me. I couldn't back Robo on this one. I was just like, this is no bueno.
And poor guy. I feel bad for Weller. He was giving it his all, and I feel bad.
He tried. And you know what? Talking about, like, why did they... The only reason I think they brought him back to me is because he was a cop. And they all told him to bring him back. Like, you're not going to leave him in a junkyard. Like, we want him back because he's part of us. He's a cop. Other than that, I'm like, yo, he's $19 million. This is the problem that I have. Because they killed the creator in the first movie. And they couldn't recreate RoboCop. And that's the whole point of this movie. Like, they can't make another one. Like, he's the only one that could do this. Because they blew up the other guy with the two bitches.
That reminded me. I'll save it. But yeah, you're right. Exactly right.
Yeah, they killed the only guy is the black guy, but the black guy wasn't part of his team. He was just friends. Yeah, so other than that, the guy who created the whole entire thing blew up. And they're like, wait, they don't have none of his work, mate. None of his blueprints. Like, they had nothing.
Yeah, how the heck did they put him back together?
That's what I'm saying.
That one doctor was like, hey, my project. She read the computer before or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, it was just like, it's so comical. But anyway, two across the board here. Okay, now the main villain is Nuke, the leader of Nuke, the drugs.
It was Kane.
Kane was the bad guy.
Okay, well, this movie got a lot of villains in here. So you still have OCP, which again, I have questions, but I'll say for storyline. Yeah. They have the CEO of OCP. You have that lady who wants to do the RoboCop 2.
Oh, the psychiatrist. Yeah.
Yes. And she doesn't want to use the brain of a cop because they commit suicide every time they try to put one in there, which that scene was kind of funny. Like, every time they walk out, they kill themselves. Like, that can't be a robot.
My favorite one is the one that ripped the mask off. It was a skeleton.
Yeah, he's like, it looked like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. That was kind of funny. But so she decides to use a psychopath instead. Mm. She's technically a villain. And then you have Kane. okay, is Tom Noonan plays him. I was a good actor. I like Tom Noonan. He was in Manhunter, the Hannibal Lecter movie. He was like the serial killer in that movie.
Yes.
Good bad guy. I don't hate Kane. I will say I don't hate him as a villain in a movie. He's but he's pretty much just the guy Clarence from the first movie. He leads a gang. They sell drugs. They're pretty much put in charge to run all this. They do the same crap from the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Be in charge, make it all crazy so that way we could do this and this and this and then we could build Delta City. That's what they do. If it was Kane, mostly, honestly, I'd probably give the first one a 5 because it's kind of a diet version. I was at a 4. But let me tell you why I dropped it to a 3. This kid, you're telling me people actually take orders from this little like 11-year-old boy who's walking around. The kid was out here shooting guns and stuff like that. I mean, that's the only reason I won't go lower because he was actually like shooting at people. But ain't no way I'm a grown man and some kid is telling me, hey, man, you do what I absolutely would. I would have obliterated him. It ain't happening. Kane goes to the hospital and he's like in charge now. It's too stupid. And so I'm going to give it a 3. I lowered it a whole point because of that. I didn't like him as a henchman. And I definitely didn't like that people actually listened to him when they like he could give orders. It'd be different if it was like, you know, like in the old Western or like a gangster movie where it's like the son of the highest person. But that's not that is never said here. He's just a kid that is like in this gang for some reason. So a little too goofy and comical. And so I'm going to give it a 3, though. I think the villains they're a rehash, but they're fine.
Yeah, I gave the villains a 2.
Okay, I like that.
And everything you said, I did not like the kid at all. And even, yeah, he did fight, but I mean, I was just like, whatever. It just felt very goofball.
Yes.
Like, it felt very 90s villains. That it felt like Batman Forever. Like, bad Batman guys. Robin. Yeah, Batman Robin type characters, right? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze type bad guys. Yes, like Tatsu and the Foot Clan. Like, that's what it really felt like, right? Yeah. With this stupid drug called Nuke, right? It did not work for me. I agree. As the bad guy, Kane could have worked, but everything around him didn't, right? You had the mirror that was corrupted, right? The over-the-top acting mirror. You had the I don't know how and how this happened, but the CEO of a freaking Omicron or whatever it's called. Point.
OCP.
OCP, yeah. OCP. How the hell did he turn bad all of a sudden?
It's Omni Consumer Products.
Like, how did he turn bad all of a sudden?
That's what I mean. Wasn't in the end of the last movie, he was like...
He's the good guy. He was like, Dick, you're fired.
Right. And he let him get thrown out the window. Yes. And now he also wants to do whatever that guy wanted to do.
I totally agree. Like, he wanted to corrupt the city so he could take over the city, and OCP runs everything. Like, that's pretty much his grand plan. Then you have Nuke, which was like the drug dealer, right? He sells this thing that you ping in your neck and you squeeze it. It reminded me of you don't remember because you were too young. There was this candy that is just like that. You twist and you lick it. It's like some type of gooey red.
It comes in a little plastic tube.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. They just literally put a needle and stick it into your neck.
You rub your neck.
I think that's what they did.
On drugs.
Right. Yeah. I agree. Like, all these villains were just not good. When the kid cursed that RoboCop and shot him up, I'm like, well, first of all, your programming, you could shoot the kid because technically he has a gun. It's not like you have a directive, can't shoot a kid.
Right.
You could have, but he did it because he reminded him son. I was like, oh, that's so stupid. But then the whole movie, he's like, Kane, come here with me.
Kane, come here, creep.
My God. He didn't even say dead or alive, you coming with me. Like, one of his best phrases never even
used. He just called everyone a creep, which is kind of funny.
Oh, hey, yeah. Creep. When he fought Duffy in the bad cop, he was like, you're a cop. He yanked his hair, threw him into the arcade. Mm-hmm. One thing I will say, though, which is so weird to say, but the video game that just came out for RoboCop Rogue City has the video game spot that you saw in part 2.
Oh, the arcade?
The arcade. So when you walk in, it's the same layout. I was just like, wow, that's actually pretty cool. Like, when I was watching, I was like, this is the video game. I went through this part. But yeah, honestly, the kid was annoying.
Yep.
The girl that was with the kid was annoying.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I just feel like it's just a lackluster. While the first gang was really good.
Ruthless.
I mean, all of them. They were all good. They all shot up cops. Like, that was, you know, I thought they were going to take it even more further, but they didn't. So that was a 2 for me, 3 for you. Okay, action scene.
Probably the best part of the movie would be the action. I give it a 4. And I will say, this movie as a whole is way more of an action movie than the first movie. Like, pure action movie. I feel like RoboCop, the original, is a sci-fi satire with action in it. Really good action, but with action. Whereas this is a action movie with other stuff in it. It's like reversed. Way more action scenes, but not executed. Like, they don't... I don't know what it is. This movie's rated R. The first one's rated R. But the first one had way more of an edge to me. Like, there's something about it. Maybe it's because it was in short bursts, right? Like, the guy getting shot up in the office. Squibs. Yeah. There's still squibs in this movie. But that one felt more brutal to me than any of the ones in this movie. You know what I mean? And so some of these felt kind of repetitive. It was a lot of, like, show up at a location, everybody shoot, squibs go off, and then go to another location. I love the scene with RoboCop in the warehouse. Even though he had a warehouse scene in the first movie, too, this one was cool because he was, like, and he's looking away. He's doing, like, no-look shots, which was cool. He rides a motorcycle. I like that part. I like when he's in the rear view and he's, like, standing up on the motorcycle. It was cool. You know, like, the action is the action is the thing I had the least amount of problems with. So I gave it a 4. I think it's very good. But the best part of the movie is the action for me.
I agree. Where you're right. It's not better than 1, though, in terms of action. 1 has way better, you know, and I think also what hinders the action in this one, where 1 catapults it, is the soundtrack.
Yeah, I had the notes
soundtrack.
On that. Yeah.
The soundtrack elevates the action sequence in the first movie. I mean, whatever RoboCop is on screen, it's not even his theme song. They'll throw a little bit of the theme song, but then the orchestra just, like, picks it up when the shooting kicks in. Like, you feel like you're immersed in, like, in a theater type element. Part 2 didn't have that. Like, yeah, it does have action sequences. I mean, you're right. The warehouse scene is the best scene anyway, because, oh, we didn't even talk about it. When they put this dude's brain into the damn robot, and then RoboCop and him are fighting at the end with the puppets. A CGI 3D.
The puppets.
Oh, my God.
Phil Tippett he's the special effects guy who did it. And he worked on Jurassic Park. He's, like, legendary. But, yeah, it's little puppets.
This is not his highest.
When RoboCop jumps on his back and he turns into, like, a little puppet.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah. It was funny, but.
But it's not supposed to be funny. That's the problem.
Yeah, it didn't look as... You know what? I'd rather take the claymation of the first movie.
Falling down the stairs.
Falling down the stairs and screaming like a kid going... I'd rather have that at 209 than what we got. Honestly, poor, poor design for that Robo 2. RoboCop with the robot. 2. Oh, yeah.
He just looks like a skinny version of Ed 209.
That's what
and
it was.
He has a CGI face.
Oh, that was so
when he goes
bad.
Like this. And puts his eye up close and he winks. No, when he winks at the girl, he's like. And then she touches his little robot hand and then he gets mad and
she said, can make this work. I was like, what?
Yeah.
How? My wife was like, how can you make this work?
Twist up her head. I was like, oh my God. What is going on? It was violent.
They had some cool, like, that scene was cool when he was shooting up the mayor, trying to kill the mayor. Like, that scene was cool. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But then you have the warehouse with RoboCop, which I was like, man, this was dope, because he's just shooting everybody and everybody from OCP was coming to help him. I thought that was really fun. The ending was kind of brutal. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of a brutal scene. They were trying to repeat the Ed 209 and RoboCop. Did not work so well. But yeah, I mean... I gave it a 4 because they had a cool car chase scene with the truck.
And there's a lot. And there's, like, a lot of action in this movie.
No, it's a long-ass movie.
It's longer than the first movie.
Yes, it is. And they went through the warehouse. I think that was the same warehouse as the first movie where he killed Clarence. Like,
this movie, RoboCop, is the movie franchise full of warehouses.
A lot of warehouses. I was like, damn, is this the way he killed Clarence? I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, sure. But yeah, they had a cool, like, again, the car chase scenes were cool. Him and the motorcycle, you're right. It was cool, him in the motorcycle, but it was kind of funny because he was standing.
He was standing
and
up.
Then he couldn't. Yeah, because he couldn't sit because of the suit. I thought that was really funny. But yeah, I mean, they tried.
Yeah.
I'll say that. They tried. But I gave it a 4. Okay, storyline.
One. I gave it a one. I'm honest. I'm being honest. I gave it a one. First of all, it is essentially RoboCop 1, but worse in every single way. So I don't know how else to put it. This is not very original at all. It is a rehash of a classic. I think RoboCop is a classic movie. You said it at the beginning, or you said it earlier. They start the movie off with the commercials, but they serve no purpose in this movie. There's a reason those existed in the first movie. It was to set up this where we are in time with the, you know, with like the robotic hearts and all that. Here, they're just for comedy. Like the sunscreen. I saw the sunscreen thing that you had texted me about. Yeah, it's like, she's all blue. And I'm like, what the heck is this? Like in this movie, they're just there because they had him in the first movie and they're trying to be funny. But there's no satirical like edge to them. So that's number one. Number two, you're right. The OCP guy. How did he, can we get a scene that shows why he decided to switch to be evil after the first movie when he was essentially like, he was cool with the Ed 209s if they worked, but they didn't. So then he scrapped it. He was mad. RoboCop saved his life, literally. And now he's like, no, I'm going to do this because the psychiatrist lady said he's sitting in the jacuzzi doing all this weird stuff. And then the mayor, he wants to bankrupt. They basically have the mayor default. They gave him a loan. They default. The city defaulted on the loan, which is weird because in real life, I think the city of Detroit declared bankruptcy in the like the 2000s. But anyway,
yeah.
So they did that. And then he's like, oh, this is the mayor. I mean, I just don't know what's going on with these characters. Like their motivations don't make sense to me. Then you got the same kind of villains. Then you got the annoying kid. And this movie, it's like accidentally funny, you know? Like I laughed at the non-funny parts. And there's like a lot of parts that are trying to be funny. Dude, when they take Kane to the hospital and they put his brain and eyeballs in that thing.
I almost
turned it off. I said, no, what is going on here? It's his brain and his two eyeballs, like just sitting there, and his spinal cord is attached to his brain for some reason, not his skull, which also doesn't make any sense. And then the doctor comes with the rest of his head and like it makes it look like the eyeballs are still working. Like he's walking. Listen, I don't know what's going on. I hated most of the storyline. So I gave it a one. I think it's actually bad. And the problem is that I think the movie's well made, technically, but the script, like Frank, this is like reading all of these things that happen work in a panel. If you're reading a comic book and you see a picture of like a glass water case with a brain and that works in a comic. It doesn't work on screen in a movie like this. No. A little kid gangster shooting a gun. That works in a comic. It doesn't work in a movie with real people. So I think that Frank Miller and beautiful things he did for the comic book world. And I love Sin City, the movie Sin City. I love 300, but he's not a good writer for film. I'll just say that. So I gave it a one.
Yeah, well, you look, I ain't going any higher than a one. It's a one. Trust me. It's a movie that... It's weird to say that I didn't hate it.
Right.
I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm disgusted going, this is not the Robo that I know.
Not my Robo.
This is not my Robo. Like, I was like, this is not the sequel that I wanted for RoboCop.
Right.
Like, if we're going to go into a sequel, which it did not need a sequel. It did not need a sequel. The first movie, when he ends it, he goes, who are you? And he goes like, Alex Murphy. And it ends. Mm-hmm. You're right. That's it. That we don't need no more. But they decided to go more. Mm-hmm. And when you decide to go more and not knowing where the hell you're going to go, this is what happens. You get dudes and brains and eyes and stems out of bodies. Like, it's just, it makes no sense. Like, my wife checked out after that scene. She got up. Left. Yes. She was like, yeah, this is all you. She goes, I couldn't. She you goes, I love this. She goes, I love the first one. But she goes, this is not even coming close. And I was just like, geez. I was like, I got to continue. And that was only like.
I don't blame you. You go to bed. I have to watch the rest of this.
I was just like, and I didn't even fault. Normally I curse you out in the heavens. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm cursing you out. But I'm like, I can't get mad at Nate because I was like, this is a 3-sequel movie. Like we're going to be going through this. And yeah, man, like the storyline was so many plots and subplots and subplots that didn't lead to nothing. Alex Murphy and his wife was just one of the subplots that ended super fast.
in the first 10 minutes.
Yes.
Done with it.
That was done. The cops picketing outside of OCP cop station.
We had ended the strike. When why is that even happening?
They had a strike. And the minute this dude shocked himself, strike's it was over. He said, get your asses to work.
We are cops. Let's get these creeps. And they're like, yeah. And then like half of them get shot. They all die.
It was over. Yeah. That strike was over. CEO decided to go, hey, we need another project. The psychiatrist went, just like the creative RoboCop, went over the other guy. And he said, you know what? Give me some mock-ups in 30 minutes or something. And she said, fine. She's banging him because you could tell they were banging each other. She literally takes the worst of the worst's brain, because psychology tells you if you're really bad, you might be good. Yeah, I don't know how, but the whole point of the movie, and it's kind of sad to say that it was really bad for Frank Miller to do, and maybe you agree with me or not. The whole moral of this movie was that you can't replicate RoboCop and Alex Murphy. Like, that was a one in a billion shot that they got right.
Yeah, because he was Catholic and he has morals. That's literally what was literally it.
And he was an Irish guy.
Yeah, he was Irish Catholic, and he got morals and a family.
Yeah. So pretty much that's what I got from the movie. And I was like, Dan, you could have told this shit in a better way.
And in less time. 20 minutes less.
Well, an hour.
Remember that part at the end when they're at that conference showing off RoboCop 2? And then she says, he's not armed. And he takes the remote and he goes,
he squeezes it.
He pushed that one little button with his little claw in, and then he's armed. I started laughing. I got some comic entertainment out of this movie.
And then the way before that. Before that, RoboCop shows over. He said, Kane. And then the robot went and she said, go away. Yeah. Shoo. No, you're obsolete. And I was like, what? Like, she said, shoo. You're obsolete.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, we have a safety thing. This switch. And he just broke it.
That was so stupid. Oh
yeah. And honestly, it's just such a bad
It's just a bad movie.
It's a bad movie. It's literally a bad movie that, I don't know, I'm not getting rid of it because I honestly never going to watch it again. But if I decide to watch something stupid, this would be a movie that
I know someone who's getting rid of it.
Oh, I know you're going to put that in FedEx Express.
I can't wait to go to the bookstore.
Or ship it to any idiot out there. Like, there you go. But I will say this, though. It's a very good 4K transfer.
Looked great.
It is super clear. Oh, yeah, but horrible.
Good job, Screen Factory. Good job.
All right, that's a one for me overall. Yeah.
Overall, you know what? We just crapped on it. Valid. I don't like it. But you said something and I agree with, is that I was never bored. I laughed. I didn't really laugh at the jokes, but I laughed at the other stuff that was like accidentally funny. Like the little puppets fighting at the end, or when he pushes that little remote button. The only part that I think I was supposed to laugh at that I did was when he winks at the girl, when he's like the robot face. He's like, and he winks. That was funny to me. This movie is kind of a mess. I could see why critics didn't like it. I could see why the audiences now like don't like it. I bet you there's a large amount of people who do like it. My guess would be it's nostalgia. I bet people who saw this when they were a kid would still like it. And I could see that, honestly. I could. The music, you touched on it. They hired a new composer and he decided not to use any of the score from the first movie. I read it. He wanted to make his own themes. I'm like, you got one of the best. That RoboCop theme is, I could hear it right now. And it's like, it's perfect for the character. He's like, nah, I'm going to make up my own. And it's unmemorable. I don't remember the RoboCop 2 music. I bet no one does. But I gave it a 2 overall. I didn't give it a 1. The story's a 1, but I gave it a 2 because for me, there was a little bit of entertainment value. And I think the production just, I hate to say it, but like, I think it's well made. I just think the script is so bad that it brings everything down. So it's no Paul Verhoeven. Sorry, Irvin Kershner. Empire's amazing. This is not amazing as far as sequel goes. So I gave it a 2. I could see people liking this if they grew up watching it.
I mean, you said everything I was going to say. I gave it a 2 also. I mean, this is a 2 for RoboCop 2. Because
this is a RoboCop 2.
Yeah, this is a RoboCop 2 for 2. Yeah. Because honestly, you're right. You said everything. It's a very well-made movie. RoboCop looks very polished. It looks very nice and neat, but it just lacks in story. It lacks in acting. It lacks in, I can say action. I mean, we gave it a high score in action, but it still lacks in action. Like, it didn't give you that oomph. Like when he did the drug bust in the first movie, you were like, holy crap, because he literally stopped the whole cocaine thing being happened. Yeah. And while he was there, guess what? It was the bad guys that killed him at the same time. So he's solving his own murder while trying to stop drugs being on the street. So, like, that was a twofer.
Plus, remember the cop shooting at him in part one in the garage? Yeah. Like, there's no cool scenes like that in this.
No, it's not. Like, yeah, this one just didn't, it just lacked in everything. Music. I wanted to see more Lois and him together, because since they are partners, I wanted to see partners work together. Only in that one doofus scene with the baseball kids beating up the guy, which was mad funny with the bat.
Yeah.
They kept hitting him with the rubber bat. Oh my God, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Like, that was so dumb. But yeah, there was nothing to watch. I mean, like I said, I'm going to keep it because I don't know. I just can't,
it's a good 4K and everything.
Yeah.
But like, I can't imagine a scenario where I want to watch this again. You know what I mean?
Like,
I could just watch part one and just be done. I'm like, I'm done. Now, I don't know if 3 is amazing, like Secret. I mean, I'm going to guess it's not, but I've never seen it. I do like the remake from what I remember. But 2, like, I just don't know why I'd want to watch. It's just a worse version of 1.
No, you're right. I mean, from the I remember I enjoyed the remake a lot. I went to the theater and I was like the only one that came out enjoying it. I was like, wow, this actually was pretty good reboot. And everyone else is all like up in arms. Like, oh, you didn't have the RoboCop.
Maybe they never saw RoboCop 2.
Maybe. RoboCop 3.
Compare it to RoboCop 2. See if you still hate it. I don't know.
That's true. But anyway, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, I gave it a 2. Total points.
12 out of 25. 12. What a disappointment. What a disappointment. I was kind of excited for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But 12.
I give it an 11. I was 1 point below you. I couldn't take the story. It was the main villains.
That was the 1 point main, lower.
I just couldn't. There's so much that my brain could just fry.
And I think afterward I read that Frank Miller wrote the like RoboCop versus Terminator comics or something. So he stayed.
That was good.
Yeah. I don't know if it was good, but
I mean, have the first issue. I never opened it because it was like in mint condition.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's Frank Miller. So he stayed involved with the character beyond this movie, but he should have never got involved. They should have got a screenwriter who's, you know,
hired the same one that did the first one.
And Paul probably must have been like, I'm good. Because I think he made Basic Instinct like in early, like 90, 91. So he was like, I'm moving on.
I'm trying to think, but didn't he do Total Recall?
Oh, he did Total Recall in 90 and then Basic Instinct, I think 91 or 92. So he was moved on. And Total Recall is way better than RoboCop 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling he was just like, wait a minute. He was like, I already did this. I don't want to do this no more.
Yeah, he's never done a sequel. So
yeah, that makes sense. Or hey, maybe
he made RoboCop and they made a bunch of other ones without him. He made Starship Troopers. They made a bunch of other ones without him. He's like, he makes one great movie and says, made Basic Instinct 2.
Not with him.
He said, I'm out.
He's like, I already saw that.
He's like, she's old. I'm not doing it.
I had her in her prime.
Yeah.
All right, Nate, so what's coming up next on the podcast?
All right. Well, next up, continuing on with our comic book movies that never got a sequel, paired with the RoboCop franchise, we're going to be doing Constantine from 2005, a movie that when we do that review, I have a very specific memory of this movie. So I'll be talking about that in that episode. And then we're moving on to RoboCop 3. Now, I was not excited about RoboCop 3 because of the cover of the Blu-ray. And after watching RoboCop 2, I'm not looking forward to RoboCop 3. I'm not going to lie. At all. Like, I have no excitement for it. I know you get mad at me when I pick some of these movies. The franchise ones, you can't get that mad at me because but the one-offs is usually where you get mad.
Yes, that's where I get mad at you.
But you might get mad at me for RoboCop 3. I don't know because it might be terrible.
Honestly, I would not even fault you with RoboCop 3. But I do have the Blu-ray, the collector's Blu-ray of it because I found it in my box.
He has wings.
He has wings.
And there's also a samurai with a jacked up face in the back.
Now, who plays him? I know it says it in the back.
Yes, correct. This is in this one, it is played by Robert John Burke. Also, this Phil Tippett is back for the stop motion scenes that he did. He did those in RoboCop 2. Also, the screenplay is by Frank Miller and Fred Decker. So he also wrote RoboCop 3. And Fred Decker, Fred Decker also directed Monster Squad, if I remember correctly. So he was a guy who did some, you know, some movies people like. I have low hopes for this.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. But I have low hopes. I'm not going to lie.
There you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, hit likes on your favorite episode, leave some comments on your favorite episode also. And of course, take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok under Geeks, the letter N, Flix. Other than that, I'm your host, Ad Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.